If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in perfectly blue sky New England. Jeremy Zach is, however, a lucky fellow. Is on the eve of springtime in Australia. We move from his Sydney, which is the heavily populated part of Australia, to Brisbane, which is the tropical and heavily populated part of Australia. Brisbane, however, is surrounded by an army that's laying it under siege. What kind of army, Jeremy?
Well, this is the slithery, scary, snake-type army, I guess you could say. And what's happened this week, John, is in acknowledgement that our weather is warmer than normal and that the snakes are coming out earlier than normal, in Queensland there's been a number of public service announcements made to the general population about snake safety and what to look out for this summer as the snake population really does lay siege to everybody living in Queensland by the sheer fact that their numbers are two, three times more than they normally are. And what happened most, I guess, amazingly this week was that we actually had a public service announcement, not just for suburbs and areas where you can expect to see snakes around on the ground, which is pretty normal, but actually watering holes. And what was out there was that there are five watering holes there in Queensland that have more snakes than pretty much anywhere else in the suburban areas. And not surprisingly, John, all of these places are literally around Brisbane. And just to give you an idea of the snakes that we're looking out for there, in at least four of the watering holes, the great eastern brown snake is expected to be around there in great numbers, not just on the land, but also swimming in there as well. And these are all within an hour of Brisbane. And then you're expecting to see, at least in a couple of these watering holes, the taipans, the death adders, and then, of course, you have the red-bellied black snakes and the lowly carpet pythons. But, John, what's most amazing is that we're now not only being warned in Brisbane that there are snakes on the land, which we all know, in the forest, in the trees, you don't walk around unless you're looking at the ground. But when you go swimming in places like Lake Wivenhoe, which is one of the big tourist places there in Brisbane, or Deception Bay, which is a beautiful part of northern Brisbane that everybody goes to in the summertime, these areas actually have a lot of these snakes also near the water and in the water too. So everywhere you go, John, you just can't avoid it right now. The snakes are out there. They're laying siege to us. And you just got to watch out every step of the way.
Now we go to Northern Territory. Jeremy instructs me. This is Katherine, which is south of Darwin, has an Air Force base, and was part of the country when it was bombed by the Japanese in 1941. I have photographs of the huge billowing clouds as the depots were hit by the same Japanese raiders that were later in the Coral Sea battle. However, right now we're going to a tragedy in Katherine. What happened, Jeremy?
Yes, unfortunately, this week, a 41-year-old woman who was walking to her job on a Katherine suburban street thought she had trodden on a brown snake. I'm not saying thought, she had actually seen the brown snake move under her foot. She was pretty sure she'd trodden on it, didn't think much of it, didn't feel any pain, went to a workplace, and then unfortunately, and this is where it takes a tragic twist, only 20 minutes later went into respiratory failure, collapsed at her job, and then within the hour had actually died. It had turned out, John, that that snake that she thought she'd trodden on but didn't think she'd been bitten by had actually managed to bite her. And not only had it managed to bite her, it had injected a lethal dose of venom. And honestly, John, within 20 minutes, she was actually on the way to being dead, and within the hour she was declared dead. So this is a real tragedy, John, but it does show, again, what we've spoken about so much, that if you believe you've been bitten by a snake, even if there is a shadow of a doubt, going to a hospital was critical, because the tragedy, I think, in this story too, is the fact that Catherine Hospital, which is basically a regional base for the entire Catherine region, which is a vast area of the Australian outback, does have a large hospital, and she was really only maybe 10 minutes away at most. So if she had, on side of caution, gone to that hospital after she had trodden on the snake and they had started to administer maybe some of the anti-venom, there's a potential she could have been alive today. But honestly, John, sadly, it is, another demonstration that with snakes, you just can't be too cautious, especially the great eastern brown snake, which is really, really dangerous. Or in this case, it was just possibly a king brown, they think, so lots of venom. But it shows you just sometimes don't know when you've been bitten, so you've really got to look out for yourself.
Now, she was not wearing boots or shoes. She had to be wearing flip-flops, which is pretty daring when you're walking around snakes. In addition, you're emphasizing something happened to her to stop her breathing and then the heart. So what actually does the venom do?
Yes, the venom's basically a neurotoxin. So what it really does is it gets into your bloodstream and starts to interrupt the signals from your heart, from your brain to like organs like your heart, to your respiratory system, to your liver, to your kidneys, in such a way that it actually causes them to shut down. So quite often what happens is that the victims have a heart attack, which is very, very common. That's normally the side effect from the venom, where effectively the heart seizes up because the venom's really just infiltrated its signal process and it can't basically pump blood, or it goes into the respiratory system and basically your lungs start shutting down and start malfunctioning, I guess is the best way to put it. So you just can't get oxygen to your system, and that's when the rest of your organs start to follow suit and start to shut down. And honestly, 20 minutes is really about the ballpark figure that a lot of first responders give about how quickly you have to get to first aid. While they say within half an hour, sometimes symptoms will start to come out very, very quickly, maybe within a few minutes. And the symptoms are literally your shortness of breath. You suddenly can't stand up. You really can't feel your extremities. You can't feel your fingers and toes. And you just have to get help. So it can happen very quickly. But venom is very much a neurotoxin. Once it's in your bloodstream, you have to do something about it. You really can't just ignore it and go away. Some people have luckily survived having venom in their system and not had to have antivenin, but most people just don't. And unfortunately, in this case, the venom hit her system very, very quickly, and sadly, she passed away because of it.
It bit her foot, so it got from her foot to her brain and her heart and her lungs in 20 minutes. That is fast. All right, they didn't catch the snake from the story, but it's a king brown, which is... I didn't know there was such a thing as a king brown. I've been counting on eastern browns. And what we have now is snake season, remembering, of course, that Brisbane and Queensland are much warmer than where Jeremy is, and Northern Territory is warmer than Queensland. Is that correct, Jeremy?
That's correct. It's warmer, and it's warmer all year round as well. So they're really... isn't such a snake season in the Northern Territory. Snakes are just around all the time, but their breeding cycle is very much the same as the rest of the country. So right now, you can imagine the snake population in the Northern Territory. It's out, it's had its mating season. There are a lot of young snakes out there and a lot of old snakes on the move. So this is really the peak time in the Northern Territory for snakes to be out.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, warning, warning, warning. We're headed to getting ready for ashes. This is John Batchelor in Southern New England.
With Highmark Blue Shield, you can see a mental health professional in 3 days or less to help you go from okay to great. Because what you have on the inside deserves to be seen. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.